Thank you, and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for July the 11th. We'll begin today's meeting with an invocation offered by Pastor Mike Cash of the East Valley Free Will Baptist Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Councilmember Thompson. Pastor Cash, we'd invite you up to the microphone. Everyone, please join me in standing and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love and your mercy, your goodness to us. We thank you for allowing us to be here in this place. And Lord, in light of the events of this past week, we don't want to hesitate to just thank you for the safety. Lord, we thank you for the men and women, specifically in our city, who put themselves in harm's way, sometimes without recognition and without us even knowing. And Lord, I just ask that you would offer your protection upon the men and women who put their life on the line for us in whatever capacity that may be. We thank you for this council. We thank you for this city. We ask that decisions that are made, whether they be small or large, would not only be good for the city, but for your glory as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Cash, and thank you, Councilmember Thompson, for getting this off to a good start. The next item on our agenda is awards, recognition, and announcements. We have none, but it seems inappropriate for us not to pause and wish Councilmember Luna a happy birthday. Councilmember Luna, happy birthday. Next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. I'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read that agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on a 3-year term contract for custodial services, parks and sports field facilities for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 3B, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for heavy-duty synthetic diesel oil for the Fleet Services Department. Item 3C, act on 5-month contract renewal for ammunition for the Police Department. Item 3D, act on 1-year term contract for IT infrastructure storage equipment to support closed-circuit television cameras for the Police Department. The initial purchase is funded by asset forfeiture RICO funds. Item 3E, act on contract to purchase computer-aided dispatch data analysis software and personal computers for the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS grant. Item 3F, act on 2-year term contract for a hosted triage software solution for the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS grant. Item 3G, act on contract to purchase a replacement vendor-hosted information technology services management system for the Information Technology Department. Item 3H, act on contract to purchase hardware and software for the city's annual server storage lifecycle replacement program. Item 3I, act on contract to purchase server storage hardware for the city's IT cybersecurity auditing system for the Information Technology Department. Item 3J, act on contract to purchase equipment and hosting fees for the city's data center relocation project for the Information Technology Department. Item 3K, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for heavy equipment rental for the Transportation Department. Item 3L, act on contract for arterial street reconstructions and traffic signal projects on University Drive from Sossaman Road to 88th Street, Signal Butte Road from Southern Avenue to Weir Avenue, and Southern Avenue from 58th Place to Power Road. Funding is available through the Fiscal Year 13-14 Streets Bond Program, Local Streets Sales Tax, Fiscal Year 14-15 Water Bond Program and Wastewater Reserve, and the Extension and Replacement Fund Program. Item 3M, act on contract for Signal Butte Water Treatment Plant Construction Manager at Risk Construction Services Contract. This project is funded by the 2014 Authorized Water Bonds. Item 3N, act on contract for Brown Road Water Treatment Plant Improvements Project. This project is funded by the 2010 Authorized Water Bonds. Item 3O, act on contract for quarter section residential street overlays, asphalt only in the vicinity of Lindsay and Baseline Roads. Funding is available from the local streets sales tax. Item 3P, act on contract for arterial reconstruction project, University Drive, from 22nd Place to Val Vista Drive. Funding is available in the 2013 Authorized Streets Bonds. Item 3Q, Act on Contract for Main Street Wastewater Improvements, Mesa Drive to Gilbert Road. This project's funded by 2014 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 3R, Act on Contract for Mesa Fire and Medical Regional Dispatch Center and Emergency Operations Center. Funding's available from the 2008 and 2013 authorized public safety bonds. Item 4A, Act on Resolution extinguishing portions of a vehicular non-access easement at 8402 East Southern Avenue. Item 4B, Act on Resolution extinguishing a 20-foot public utility easement at 1239 South Crisman Road. Item 4C, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an airport improvement program grant agreement with the FAA to construct realignment of taxiway C and runway 4 right run-up area at Falcon Field Airport. The FAA will pay most of the cost. The city will seek a matching grant from ADOT, and if obtained, the city will pay the remaining costs with funds from the Falcon Field Airport Enterprise Fund. Item 4D, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority for the sharing of information technology and other related services. Item 4E, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Drug Enforcement Administration Phoenix Field Division for the sharing of radio communication sites and facilities. Item 4F, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Chicanos Por La Casa Incorporated for a mixed-use, transit-oriented development of approximately 2.5 acres on the northwest corner of Country Club Drive and Main Street. Item 4G, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a long-term parking agreement with Alhambra Mesa LLC at 43 South McDonald for the redevelopment of the historic Alhambra Hotel into student housing. Item 5A, Act on Ordinance adding Chapter 14, Employment Opportunity District, Title 11 of the Mesa Zoning Ordinance, and amending sections of the Mesa Zoning Ordinance to enable the use and administration of the Employment Opportunity District. Item 5B, Act on Ordinance amending Table 1 and Title 5, Chapter 17 of the Mesa City Code, entitled Mesa Development Impact Fees, by removing the Parks Impact Fee from the table, which was discontinued June 3, 2016, and reducing the total impact fee amount in the table. Item 5C, Act on Ordinance regarding Z16-024, 5253 South Saranac, located south of Railroad and east of Power Road, rezone and site plan review to allow for development of an office building. Item 5D, Act on Ordinance regarding Z16-026, the 6400 to 6500 blocks of South Mountain Road, located north of Pecos Road and west of Mountain Road, a rezone to allow hazardous material usage on the portion of the property associated with the existing Fujifilm electronic materials facility. Item 6A, Act on Ordinance regarding Z16-027, the 9000 block of East Brown Road, located west of Ellsworth Road on the north side of Brown Road, a rezone, site plan review, and a special use permit to allow development of a transitional senior living facility. And item 6B, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with BOA Sorte Limited Partnership, Field Gluck Limited Partnership, and Ben Fato Limited Partnership to facilitate the development of a senior living facility located in the 9000 block of East Brown Road on the north side of Brown Road, west of Ellsworth Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. I've received some blue cards asking to speak on agenda item 4F, so we will remove that item from the consent agenda. But I would entertain a motion to approve the other items on the consent agenda, and that motion's been made by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, seconded by Councilmember Glover. Please cast your vote. The vote's unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. We'll now address item 4F. Item 4F is approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Chicanos Por La Causa for a mixed-use transit-oriented development of approximately 2.5 acres on the northwest corner of Country Club Drive and Main Street. I have two requests to speak on this item. Mr. Derek Brosman, I invite you forward. Mr. Brosman, if you could please just state your name and your address, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Thank you, gentlemen. My name is Derek Brosman. I live at 639 West Contessa Circle in Mesa, just down the street. I oppose the plan. Specifically, I'd like to just very quickly read from the Mesa General Plan 2040, and it says, neighborhood schools are often a key component of a strong neighborhood. Schools can provide a significant focus for families when a neighborhood as well as a gathering place for neighborhood events and activities. The design and maintenance of a neighborhood surrounding schools can affect the quality of the schools and the role they play in the neighborhood. When the neighborhood population is largely transient, it is difficult for schools to provide the same level of strong service compared to a more balanced, stable neighborhood. Strong and active schools are often an attraction for families looking for good schools for their children. It is important for the city and schools to work together for a strong school and supportive active neighborhood. Based off of the city of Mesa's own statistics here, I have a graph that the school that feeds into that is Emerson Elementary School. And it boasts the largest percentage of multifamily homes in Mesa at 73%, where the city average is 43%. So that in and of itself, I believe, is a disproportionate amount of transient living in that particular neighborhood. So I would oppose for that reason. I have no problem with Chicanos por la Causa as they stand. They do great work. They also do great things for the community. They do multi-income family. They also will specialize in things like commercial development and home ownership. So I want to promote home ownership for the area, and I oppose any apartment complex per se. Other than that, if it's mixed use or it has an ownership percentage to it, I would support that. So thank you for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Brosman. I also have a request to speak from Robert Scantleberry. Officer Scantleberry, good to have you here.
Well, I know most of you, and I've talked to most of you about this already. I sat working today across from the El Rancho Del Arte and literally shuddered when I saw that two adjoining businesses have been demolished and it looks like it's going to be tripled in size. The last person that came here and spoke with me gave up and is no longer in the city. And I'm about at that point. We do not have the infrastructure or personnel to support the level of service that is required by these large, high-density complexes. And the ones that we have gone through, the last one I spoke out on, we still do have problems, and we don't have the resources to address them all, including something as simple as landscaping maintenance. The only reason the last one was getting cleaned up is because I'm calling to complain on it. And it took over a year for that to happen. Those cannot exist or be created without the assistance from council and from city management. If they were doing this and having this come in and it was just by the market value and happening, that would be one thing. I believe you guys have been elected to protect us. And this is tantamount to stubbing your own toe over and over again. Long term, we do not have the resources in place to maintain these places. I literally get scared, and I've been here a long time, and I get scared on how are we going to deal with all the issues that are going to come from all this extra people, and mostly people in crisis. So I don't have much more to say other than I'm literally almost at my breaking point. I'm probably more invested than anybody in the room percentage-wise for how much money I have. For the amount of time in my life, I probably have more invested into the city of Mesa on and off work here. And I got a lot to lose, and I'm about ready to be done. I don't want to see you guys participating in this real estate to make it happen. The only way this is going to happen is if the city helps it. So please don't in any way.
Okay, thank you. I also have a card from Heather, but I think you don't desire to speak, do you?
I just have one. I meant to write one more thing on this.
If you're going to, please come up to the – you're welcome to speak. Just step up to the microphone.
I've had some health problems. I'm not really comfortable speaking today, but I just would ask that you refer to my email of March 14th, 2016, where I detail basically exactly what I would say here in my opposition to the CPLC MOU. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other requests to speak on this agenda item?
Okay. No additional requests.
Thank you. Well, I would... I'll respond. I think there's some good points that have been raised, and I appreciate the neighborhood responding to this proposal. That's why we went through the process of having outreach meetings, and I know they were well attended, and there was a lot of public comment received. I support going forward with the Memorandum of Understanding with Chicanos por la Causa. As has been noted, I think, by Mr. Brosman and others, they are a good developer. They do market rate housing, and they do it well. This is a very high, there's no such thing as a more high profile piece of property in the city of Mesa than this piece. This is literally the front door to our downtown. So for that reason, I have very high expectations, and given that it's a city-owned piece as well, along with other property owners, that again creates, in my mind, a real desire that we play a role to make sure that this piece sets a tone for our downtown and is something that we can be proud of going into perpetuity and help set the tone for downtown. So I have very high expectations for what I, as a member of our council, am willing to participate in on this piece of property. I hope that Chicano's Public House rises to those level of expectations. If they don't, then I ultimately won't be supporting the project. But this is our first opportunity to really do transit-oriented development in downtown Mesa. We haven't had this type of a project ever before in our city. So that's another reason this sets a tone, and we have to be very careful about proceeding. What this memorandum of understanding does is it enters into an agreement, and it gives them 3 months to go out and negotiate with the other property owners. And if they're making good progress towards having a quality project, then we'll continue to work with them and moving towards a project that we can all be proud of. So I'm anxious to give them that opportunity to come back and to wow us. And to there's still a lot of moving pieces that need to come into place before this project goes forward. But I'm anxious to give them the opportunity to make the efforts to make that happen. So I will be moving forward, or voting to move forward with the project, or with the memorandum of understanding, so that we can take this project to the next level. I should say that the project that has been submitted is a good one, but it doesn't go over the bar that I want it to. I'm anxious to see it improved before it's something that I'm going to be enthusiastic about. Mr. Cavanaugh has made a motion for approval. Is there a second?
I just had some comments.
Please, Mr. Fincher.
Thank you. So I see this as, and I appreciate the comments and the information that we're getting back. I don't see this as a done deal by any means. Transit-oriented development, we spent years preparing that Main Street corridor with the right zoning, all the tools in place to make sure we get, I mean, there's beautiful pictures, everything, of what we're trying to achieve there. That would not be what we're trying to achieve in the neighborhoods. So to me, there's a definite separation between what we hope to get along the transit corridor, along light rail, versus how we want to see the neighborhoods progress. And for me, I see a difference, and I'm with you. We don't want to inundate these neighborhoods any more than they already are. So I support that. And to the other comments, we are working on getting those resources. Hopefully, if everything's successful, I know it's not agendized, so can't speak to it, but that we'll get the resources that the police department needs to address some of these challenging areas and get through. And I'm still watching. I have lots of questions. I don't mind starting the process, especially if we're going on break, to see how this progresses. I think there's some major hurdles still in place when you have private parties trying to negotiate and get properties under contract. I would hope, and I haven't had a chance to talk to staff, that there'll be some deed restrictions in place to make sure there's protections against pawn shops and other things. So I would say I'm supportive of getting the effort started, still looking for a lot of those things that need to be in place before the final vote, and there'll probably be several down the road. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'll support the effort to start and look and then go from there. Thanks, sir.
I've been asked by people to, be business friendly, be more developer friendly, be more, attract business. We need to have more jobs, more, you name it, insert your own thing there for many, many years. And 6 years ago, we embarked on a process. In fact, 10 years ago, we started a West Main plan. I'm not sure any of you participated in that West Main plan. I did participate in that West Main plan. And it focused on light rail coming to Mesa and what it means. And there was a lot of people who participated in that plan, and this was one of the things that this plan spoke about, was density along the rail line. And then we did another process called the Central Main Plan, which had similar results. A lot of people participated in that. I know I participated in that. We also put an overlay called a form-based code. If you don't know what any of these things mean, perhaps you should go do some research on the West Main Plan, the Central Main Plan, and form-based code. Because what that is, it's a rubric under which the city is able to engage with developers in a way that allows them to have some certainty when they propose very expensive large-scale projects like this. And it's what business friendly looks like, but it also changes what you are used to as citizens in engaging with the city as far as being able to support or oppose traditional projects that happen. A form-based code means that the form within that particular parcel falls under, it's more or less zoned by right. They get to come in and do projects, and so you don't have the same traditional opposition period as you would under our normal zoning code rubrics. You need to understand how form-based code works and what part of the process that you should engage in. So that was all put in place because in a downtown, it's very difficult to fight these battles over and over and over. Because one group will fight a battle over multifamily, another group will fight a battle over office, and another will fight a battle over whatever development gets proposed. And in order to have orderly development in downtown, many cities have adopted this process. So it's probably good for you guys to understand what that means. And I'm not trying to explain this to be condescending in any way. I'm just trying to explain, 6 years ago, we put this all in motion. And we were hoping for exactly the project that is being brought in by CPLC at that time. And the idea around transit-oriented development is it caters to a different kind of apartment clientele than you might be regularly used to. The idea behind it is that people who want to live a transit-oriented lifestyle can work and live and play all within a short walking distance, that they can live a car-free lifestyle, a lifestyle that's really not available in the Valley anywhere. It's growing in Phoenix and Tempe, and it's coming its way to Mesa. So you need to learn about it. I know in my future, I want to live a car-free, yard-free lifestyle. When my kids are grown and gone and I don't have to be mowing my lawn every Saturday, I'm going to be in an apartment on light rail. I'm looking forward to that day. But this is setting the basic building blocks in place for that now. So prepare yourselves, because this is going to be the next 10 years, you're going to see a lot of development in downtown. And some of it's going to be very high and dense, and some of it's not. It'll be quite a variety. But I suggest that you get educated on what a form-based code is and look more at that Main Street plan and that Central Main plan in order to be able to anticipate the changes that are going to be coming to our downtown. Thank you.
Thank you. We do have a motion and a second. Are there any other council members wishing to make a comment? If not, please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of the agenda item. That concludes the regular agenda items. We're down to items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I do have two cards. Is there any others?
No additional cards.
Okay. Thank you. We will go to items from citizens present then. I would invite forward Yolanda Triani. Excuse me. Thank you. Please correct me on the pronunciation of your name, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Yolanda Triana, vengo de la comunidad de Mesa Royal, de Trailers Park. No hablé para decir que iba a venir ahora, porque yo sé que el señor David Luna, el señor Christopher Glover, hablan español y me van a entender, y sé que les van a comentar a ustedes. Bueno, como otras veces ya hemos venido, ¿verdad?, aquí nosotros los inquilinos de Mesa y a platicar aquí con ustedes, los miembros del concilio. Y pues vemos, ¿verdad?, la manera, pues yo la veo racista, ¿verdad?, de cómo nos tratan, cómo nos miran y cómo han estado llevando el caso de Mesa Royal. Sabemos, ¿verdad?, que los que ahí vivimos, que tenemos alternativas, pero que ustedes no quieren buscarlas. Entonces, sí hay alternativas para nosotros y pedimos que las busquen para que puedan pagarnos. Hemos vivido, como ya saben, tanto tiempo. Pagamos la renta mes tras mes, pagamos taxes. Y pues también sabemos que ustedes quieren abrir negocios. Yo sé, es la ciudad de Mesa y está bien para un progreso. también, pues sabemos que quieren embellecer el lugar por donde pasa el tren, pero la manera de tan atropellada que lo están haciendo, nomás echando a las personas, no es justo. Ustedes quieren que salgamos, pero no quieren ayudar para que nos paguen. Sabemos que el dueño, como dicen ustedes, tiene que pagarnos, pero él no quiere tampoco. Pero ustedes tienen la manera de cómo decirles, páguenles, o no sé, cuando vendan la propiedad que está en pro-venta, que ya está en septiembre, que dijo el dueño que iba a tomar en cuenta esas propuestas que tiene de compra. Entonces, si ustedes quieren, pues le pueden decir, porque ustedes tienen ese poder de decirle que nos paguen, porque es deber de ustedes, como humanos que nosotros somos, porque somos humanos y tenemos derechos. Somos personas trabajadoras y no contamos con los recursos suficientes para movernos. Las trailas es el patrimonio de nuestras familias. Nos costó esfuerzo, nos costó trabajo. Por eso les digo, ¿cómo puede ser posible que nos quieran echar así nada más sin un pago justo? Porque ese es patrimonio familiar de cada persona, de cada familia que se encuentra ahí, que son muchos niños que se van a quedar, como decimos, don't let the kid be homeless. Y diría, don't let the families homeless. Gracias.
Thank you. The next person who's asked to speak is Jesus Lopez.
Hi, my name is Jesus Lopez. I live 644 West Main Street. I come with the community of Mesa Royale, and I come to tell you, members of the council of the city of Mesa, to tell you that the way you act towards the tenants of Mesa Royale, as in racism, and we know that you guys are able to help us in looking for new alternatives to our problem. But you guys are not interested in us, so you just put us aside. And we've lived for many years there. We keep up with our rent, our taxes. We've never missed a payment. And we also know you want to start businesses in the area of the trailer park, just to make it look more nice, beautiful. And you guys just want to kick us out with no remuneration and keep telling us that the owner is the one that has to pay us. We know you guys can impose some decisions, like telling him to pay us with the taxes from the sale of the property. And we have hardworking people, and we do not count with enough resources to be moving around. These ugly trailers that you guys see are our only family's heritage, and it costs us so much work and effort. So how can it be possible that you guys just want to toss us out like if we were garbage without any compensation to our homes? Thanks, and I just hope you guys take in consideration what I just said.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know that's not on. I know he's not on the agenda, but if somebody's going to come in here and make some big boy allegations like that, we need to be able to have an opportunity to respond, because we need to get this on an agenda so we can actually have a dialogue with the members of the Mesa Royale Trailer Park. It's time that we have that dialogue in public, and if they're going to come here and make all these allegations, we need to have an opportunity to respond back to what the truth is and what's not. We need to get that out in public. So if you guys can look over the break at a time that we can have either a study session or some kind of open session where we have this dialogue. But I'm done sitting here getting big boy allegations come in here and make a bunch of allegations at me, which are not true, and not being able to respond. So if we could take a look at that, I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. To adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in
second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.